FM Rewind, Foul 88.1. Your mid-morning start rights with the A-Team.
Area code. On the line now, we're joined by Dr. Whitney Roseberg, who is a co-founder of Baby Saver South Africa, attorney and senior law lecturer at University of Johannesburg. We're unpacking Baby Savers South Africa court victory, where we get to learn more about the very specialized designed Baby Saver boxes installed at approved centers across the country. The boxes ensure that infants are safely relinquished rather than abandoned in unsafe conditions. 0745779461. Let's get into it.
Top stories on Area Code.
A very good morning to you, Dr. Whitney. Thank you so much for your time this morning. Such a great initiative that we've come across. And once again, kudos to really winning this court victory that was upon your sleeve. A lot of work had to be put into it. Can you start by telling us about the role in Baby Savers South Africa and what inspired you to become involved?
Hi, good morning, and thank you to your listeners. So what happened on the 25th of August is that the court extended the interim order. So basically, we still have a fight on our hands because we will be going back to court on the 26th of January for further hearing on the interim order. And we also have a main court application that's pending. We do not have a date for that as yet. What's transpired is that in 2023, the Department of Social Development issued a directive to shut down all illegal baby, they called it illegal, baby boxes or baby baskets. And these are basically boxes installed in a wall of a charitable organization, which allows a mother to anonymously and safely relinquish her baby. So the department says it's illegal because it takes away the mother's responsibility to parent, and also it takes away the child's right to know their name and origins. What we are saying is that this box actually guarantees a child's right to life, which should be first priority on the department's list, and that, you know, looking at the dire situation South Africa is currently in, with up to 3,500 infants abandoned unsafely every single year, something needed to be done. So Baby Saver South Africa was started back in 2021 as a nonprofit organization that is an advisory body to other organizations that have Baby Saver boxes installed.
You know, I have to say that when you explain all of this, it really mirrors the baby Moses, whose mother placed him in a basket on the Nile River.
Yes.
And yes, it just gets so exciting. Yeah. I think it's great to see initiatives like this and a backstory that really gives it a lot of weight. With your background as well as an attorney, also a law lecturer, how does your legal expertise then shape the work of Baby Savers?
So I'm one of the co-founders of Baby Savers, and how it started was that I did my research. I started my research in 2015 for my doctoral. I wrote my thesis on the legal regulation of infant abandonment in South Africa. I was not a family law lecturer. I was a contract law lecturer initially, and for all purposes I was going down the corporate route when I discovered on our news stations that there's a problem with infant abandonment. Every single night I would see the news showing another baby found in a pit latrine, another baby found in an open felt, in a toilet, and I thought, wow, why aren't we doing something about this? When I did further research, I found there is an organization in Johannesburg that has a solution, and they've been open since 1999, where they have a baby box system installed, and that has been rescuing babies and providing the safe alternative to mothers. I looked into it, and I found that many countries around the world is employing this exact same method for the exact reason that we want to employ it, which is to save the lives of these children. In fact, South Africa was the first country to start this Baby Saver box idea, and from there, Germany took the idea from us, as well as the U.S. They've also got Baby Saver boxes. But not just those countries. Many other third world countries have this system installed. India, China, and you name it. So I thought, why aren't we legalizing this in South Africa? Yes, few organizations have it, but nobody really knows about it because these babies are still being unsafely abandoned. And that's when we registered Baby Saver South Africa, advocating that we should legalize these boxes so that we can advertise where they are and mothers are able to locate them instead of dumping their babies unsafely.
I think, of course, this didn't go without a bob and a weave, and you really briefly skated on it when you were mentioning some of the arguments that you had for the agreement or the court victory, maybe let's put it that way. Because in 2023, the Department of Social Development, they declared Baby Savers illegal. Let's now get into the thick of things. How did your team then respond to this challenge? How did we get to this victorious moment?
Mm-hmm. So what happened was that was in 2023, and then we were trying to negotiate with the Department of Social Development, showing them why these boxes are important and the scourge of abandonment in South Africa and why we need these boxes. Well, the department was not very forthcoming and was not, you know, willing to work with us. Eventually, last year, the department threatened to remove 57 children out of the Door of Hope's premises and to close the Door of Hope down. Now, the Door of Hope is one of the members of Baby Saver South Africa. We have 40 members, and the Door of Hope is one of such members. So the department said, we will remove 57 children from you, and we'll close you down. And the Door of Hope has been in existence since 1999. That's when we then went to court to get an interdict to stop the department from doing this. The court granted the interim order, saying that the department should regard the Door of Hope as registered and that the department should not target any of the members of Baby Saver South Africa who are carrying out the safe relinquishment device. So that has been what's happened with the interim order. In our main application, we are asking the court to amend the Children's Act or to approve the amendment of the Children's Act, which needs to include a provision for safe relinquishment. So we are not asking for that child abandonment as a whole should be decriminalized, not at all. We are saying keep it a criminal offense, but if a mother chooses to safely relinquish her baby, then she should not be charged with child abandonment. And this is our main application. We do not have a date yet for the court to hear our main application. All of this is still pending, but we do have, as you said, a victory in the sense that our interim order has been extended until the 26th of January, where we will once again go back to court for the hearing of this interim order.
So how now does then Baby Saver come to... How does then Baby Saver come to respond, especially regarding the constitution right to life and protection under the Section 28? But also the Pretoria High Court recently granted an interim protection order. How significant is this ruling for your organization and the babies in your care?
It's very significant because it's saying that, you know, that our members cannot be targeted or threatened by DSD, that DSD should regard them as registered and should not, because on the basis that they have a Baby Saver box, threaten to shut them down. So it does provide us with significant protection pending the main application. And without it, you know, we would fear the worst, which is that these Baby Saver boxes are closed around the country and we will just see the increase of unsafe abandonment throughout well, this specific order is for Gauteng, but I mean, a negative order in this respect would affect the whole of South Africa and how they approach these Baby Saver boxes.
I think once again, highlighting a great initiative that has been, you know, fought for by Baby Saver. The interim order also extends protection until January 2026. What are the next steps for Baby Saver South Africa in securing permanent legal recognition?
So we are embarking on the main application and we are waiting for the respondents to file their papers. And that is really our goal now, is to get that heard by the court so that the courts can make the final decision with regard to the child's right to life in terms of Section 11 of the Constitution, the child's right to human dignity and the child's best interests. We are leaving this up to the courts to decide what is more important. Is it that the child needs to know their name But can a child really know their name if they do not have life? And we need to look at it from that perspective. This is, I believe, in the best interest of the child, of children in South Africa, to have to provide mothers with this option of safe relinquishment.
Yeah. I think just lastly, before I let you go, what message would you like to send to mothers in crisis who might be considering using Baby Saver? And also, I think the most important part is to recognize which are some of these entities that they can actually, you know, save their babies via the box. Are there any specific areas that can be shared with us this morning? Any designated areas or hospitals or entities that they can use?
To mothers in crisis, I would say if you're facing a crisis situation and you're desperate, we have a no-judgment policy. A Baby Saver device is a last resort. So I would say please approach any one of our members where they will be able to refer you to pregnancy counseling if you've not already gone to pregnancy counseling. If you need any other aid in terms of provisions for your baby, if your baby's already been born, then our members are also able to provide you with that support to ensure that you actually get to parent your child. But if you've tried all of those avenues and it's not possible, please do go to our website. It's www.babysaverssa.co.za. There is a list, a directory of all the Baby Savers and where they are located in and around South Africa. Reach out to one of them so that they may help you.
Dr. Whitney, just lastly, are there any places that are designated for these drop-offs, these box drop-offs?
So on our website, there's various indication of where these boxes are. Mm-hmm. And the addresses are on the website as well as the contact details. We've got them in and around South Africa. So there's at least a few in each province, with the exception of a few provinces. In Johannesburg, we've got the Door of Hope, which I've already mentioned, which mm-hmm. is located in the south of Johannesburg. So if the mother is in Johannesburg, she can go to the south of Johannesburg, but the address is on our website. Depending which province they are in, there is a directory with where all our baby boxes are located.
Dr. Whitney, thank you very much for your time this morning, and thank you for the work that you do.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me.
And that was Dr. Whitney Rosenberg from Baby Savers South Africa, sharing insight into their recent legal victory and ongoing fight to protect vulnerable newborns. While the court ruling is a milestone, the journey continues as they work towards permanent recognition of Baby Saver boxes in South Africa.
Your mid-morning start right with the A-Team. Area code. FM Rewind. File 88.1.